You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Well, today we have one of Ambit's soon-to-be millionaires on the podcast, and he'll be giving you some insights into his journey and just how they did it. But first, it's time for our Ambition Minute. Now, Ambition is just 2 weeks away, and we certainly hope you've purchased your tickets. But what about your prospects who are sitting on the fence and can't seem to make a decision on whether to join or not? Well, we have the answer for you. Why not purchase an Ambition guest pass for them? Guest passes will be available online starting on August 11th, and they will be available for purchase until August 26th, and they only cost $50. The pass provides your guests with the access to all the fun of Saturday's general session at the American Airlines Center. They'll receive a name badge with the title of guest on it and be able to soak up what Ambit is all about. If it's a last-minute decision, no worries, as you can purchase guest passes on-site at Ambition for the same price of $50. We're really looking forward to seeing you and your guests for the event of the year, and more details, as always, can be found at events.ambitenergy.com. And thanks for joining us for our Ambition Minute. Now back to our regular scheduled podcast. New York's a long way from Dallas, but this executive consultant kept his eye on the prize while building a great team up in upstate New York, just north of Albany. He's always been a hard worker, and in fact, for much of his adult life, he's had 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 jobs. Join me in welcoming to the podcast today, all the way from Johnsburg, New York, and he's actually on the road today, traveling to help out new consultants, executive consultant and soon-to-be Ambit millionaire, Richard Sloss.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm actually en route to Delaware to do a presentation, and then the next day after that, I'll be heading to Virginia. So I'm on the road, but pulled over so I can have a conversation with you today.
I appreciate you doing that for me, because, you know, it's really important that our consultants, you know, get a feel of what being a consultant is all about. And, you know, for you to be successful, you know, you have to do a little bit of road work, I believe. Now, let me put it this way. Most of you probably who don't know you would recognize you as being one of the heavy hitters at the Ambition softball game last year. I mean, every time you stepped up to bat, you pretty much knocked it out of the ballpark and you killed us. But in addition to that, your athletic ability also stretches to the mind. And you've actually coached some basketball in the past, haven't you?
Absolutely. I've been coaching for about 9 years now, and right now I have a great opportunity. I'm coaching my son, who is a junior. He was a varsity player last year as a sophomore. I got to coach him, and so I'm going to finish out his career. And, you know, I think it's something I'll always be part of. I just enjoy coaching and helping people, you know, succeed in whatever they're doing.
Yeah, coaching really is a big part of our business, isn't it, Rich?
It is. I mean, it's very important to be able to, you know, coach the people that come into your business and, you know, give them the leadership that they need to become successful and then become leaders themselves, because that's what we do. And, you know, we build leaders, and having the coaching experience, it's been helpful to build other leaders on my team and our great big Ambit team. And, you know, as you know, there's some really great leaders out there.
You can count yourself as one of those, and yeah, I'll let you feel embarrassed for a second there, because I do think you're one of our great leaders out there. You're part of the Founders Leadership Council, and so like I said, soon to get that millionaire jacket. You know, what was your background before coming into Ambit? I mean, I'd mentioned that you had, you know, 2, 3, 4 jobs sometimes. What would you say your main background was before taking on Ambit full time?
You know, basically just a hard worker. I was brought up that way. Always, you know, I was always told if I just went out there and worked really hard that things would be okay, and construction was the way to go for me because I didn't have a college education. So, you know, I went where the money was and worked really hard in construction and started coaching basketball at the same time. I own my own carpet cleaning business as well. And, mm-hmm. and on the weekends, I would go to a place called Camp Echo Lake, and I'd paint cabins inside until dark and then go or outside until dark, then go inside and, you know, paint the knotty pine that was inside. So I just worked hard all my life.
Well, was there any, like, pivotal moment where you decided, you know, hey, I can't manage this any longer. I need to find something else that's going to help me?
Probably 5.5 years ago, I wouldn't answer the question that you asked me, because I was really embarrassed about it, something that happened to me. And today I'm glad it was the way it was, because it made me who I am today. And, you know, going back to 2008, I want to talk a little bit about, I joined in January of 2009, as you know. And, mm-hmm. But in December of 08, it was Christmas, and we had, you know, a nice Christmas. We got the kids that they needed, you know, not what they wanted, but it's just the way things were. We're not complaining because, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, worse off than we were. Mm-hmm. So we have a nice Christmas, and then after Christmas, you have the New Year's, and then, you know, everybody goes back to work, and the kids go back to school. My daughter, she was 8 years old at the time. She came home from school, and she was very excited about she was going to start playing the clarinet and music, and we were really excited for her, too, you know, until the next morning when she came into the room, and she actually needed $2 for a read, and we just didn't have it. My wife and I went through every car and couch and pockets of dresser drawers to get, I think we came up with just about $7, so she had enough money to go to work. So to sit there and have to tell my daughter that we didn't have $2 and I've worked so hard on my life, I knew something had to change. It was embarrassing. And like I said, I never would have told the story 5.5 years ago, but, you know, that's just the way it was. And right then and there, I knew I had to do something different. And it was a godsend because, you know, it wasn't even a week later, Chris Aiken, senior consultant Chris Aiken, came to my house and showed me this opportunity.
Well, you know, thanks for sharing that, Rich. And, you know, I think we've all got stories like that. It takes a lot to be able to share those with people. And, you know, people can see that sometimes you have to really hit that point where you go, shoot, where do I go from here to make the decision to jump into Abbott and take on something new? It's scary taking on something new, right? How did your wife feel about you getting into the Abbott business?
Well, it's kind of funny. You know, I was working four jobs. I probably was averaging 100 to 110 hours a week. And she thought I was, you know, she heard Chris Aiken give the opportunity to me, and she kind of was skeptical. And she wanted to find a reason why I shouldn't do it because I was already working so many hours. But, you know, I said, I'm not looking for another job, Sharon. I'm looking for something that could change something for us and change our lives. And I said, if this works the way they say, Ambit Energy works the way they say it's going to work, this could really do it for us. And she gave me her blessing. You know, we actually used our mortgage money that was due January 31st, the day we joined, to take a chance and get started. And, you know, look what's happened. I mean, 3 weeks later, I tripled my investment, partnered up with this amazing company. And after just 18 months, I had enough residual income coming in to cover mm-hmm. every single one of my monthly bills. I mean, this is a vehicle that's just amazing. It's changed so many people's life, and I'm just really proud and honored to be part of this company, and I just want to share it with everybody.
I hear that. Now, was there any point during that 18 months where you said, wow, this really is for real?
You know, back then it was 09, and nobody really heard of Ambit Energy, and I'll be honest, you know, I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but it made sense to me that mm-hmm. everybody's using this product, and if Jerry and Chris are who they say they are, which, you know, I've been in for almost six years now, and every single thing they've told us has been true. But for me, when this check started coming in, I got my first check, and then, you know, then I got my residual check. I knew this was going to be huge, and it just made me work even harder because I know that, you know, you have to do the work to make things happen, and I've always been that way anyway. I've always been a hard worker, so now I get to do the work one time and get paid over and over and over. Yeah, that's when I got my first residual check, I'd have to say, is the best answer for that.
That's a big deal for people. I know we have, you know, a lot of people that talk about the Comma Club, and when you get that $1,000 mark, that's, you know, really makes a major difference to a lot of people's lives. Would you say that's the situation with most of the people in your team?
Yeah, I would. I would say that when they get their residual checks and they start seeing that money keeps coming, even though they've already done the work, I think it makes them work harder, and we've had some amazing success on our team. And, you know, it's not just me being successful. It's every single person that made this possible for me and my family and for Ambit Energy. I mean, everybody, you know, Chris Chambers talked about it, 2012 Ambition, which if I can give a plug for Ambition, I've been there since my first year, 2009. Mm-hmm. They had to really talk me into going, but I haven't missed one since. But in 2012, Chris told the story about the choices we make and the decisions we make may seem insignificant at the time, but they matter. They really matter. And Chris Aiken, literally, I mean, I got to share this with you too. Chris Aiken was sitting at a set of lights in Weavertown. It was 7:30 on a Saturday morning. It was snowing. He just left his job site, and he was literally sitting at that set of lights thinking, okay, should I go home or take a left and go up and see Rich Sauce? And, you know, Wayne, it scares me. Uh-huh. It scares me to think if Chris went straight that day and didn't take a left-hand turn, because look what he's done for my family, look what he's done for my life. And not only that, that one decision he made affected executive consultants Mike and Lee Tornatore, Gino Schiavelli, Sharon Kendall, Kevin Hanna. I mean, that one decision seemed so insignificant at the set of lights, but look how significant it really was. And what we do does matter. It's amazing.
So much of it goes down towards, you know, people really just going out of the way to help people. Teamwork's a big part of it, right, Rich?
It is. You know what? You help other people in this business. You pay it forward, and, you know, your success is a byproduct of that. But, you know, to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest, always am, but, you know, when I first got in, it was about me, and it was about my family and providing for my family. But, you know, I'm there, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm watching other people's and helping other people's life change, and it's just so gratifying. And, you know, we help people become successful and change their lives.
I mean, could you pinpoint for us and our listeners out there, what do you think you put your success down to? Is there any one thing?
You know, people ask me all the time how I became so successful so fast. And really, people don't take this serious enough, but it's why. Why are you doing this business? You know why I'm successful? Because I had to be, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go out and change my family's life. And so I think the key is, you know, we all know this, to be persistent and consistent over time. It's not a get-rich-quick deal. But the key is that if you don't know what your dreams are, John Maxwell talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Own your own dreams, not somebody else's. If you own your own dreams, you can identify why you're doing this business. And then when you have those down days, you just have to look at that why in your why board, and it refocuses you on why you are doing this.
I agree 100% with you. I really do. I don't think I could have put it better myself. In fact, I know I couldn't have put it better myself. You know, you mentioned John Maxwell. Who are the people that you look up to, or the people that have mentored you in this business?
You know, just our leadership in the end alone is amazing. I mean, John Maxwell is a great speaker, and I had the opportunity to do 21 irrefutable laws of an AMBIT consultant, and I did the law of priority. So John Maxwell is certainly up there on the list. Philip Eckhart has been my mentor in this business. He's been there for me from day one, and he's still there today, and he's an amazing individual. Just so many good leaders, you know, the people that just reach out to help everybody, selfless help that, you know, it's just, I would say that those are my 2-3 people that I'd like to talk about the most.
Got you. I mean, great people, all of them that you've mentioned. And you know, now you know, you're following their footsteps. I mean, you were elected to the Founders Leadership Council a couple of years back. You know, you've won a Pure Energy Award. And this year, cool things happening. You're getting that little yellow jacket for $1 million going to be up on stage. How does that make you feel?
You know what? It really just gives me goosebumps to think about what I've accomplished. And, you know, I don't like to put the I on there because, you know, no one, Jerry Thompson says it best, is that, you know, no one can experience success without the help of everybody that's outside of them. And I've been so fortunate and so blessed with everybody on my team. It gives me the chills to think of how fortunate I've been. And to make $1 million, to earn $1 million, and the future's even brighter, it's the best feeling in the world. And I want to see a lot of yellow jackets going out to everybody in AMBIT Energy, not just my team. And it's going to happen because AMBIT Energy is a company that is always positive, and it's always changing people's lives. And I just hope people can recognize what it can do. And by me earning this $1 million jacket, people are going to see that it's something that's achievable, and it is going to happen if you just work and stay focused and dedicate what time you do have to work in at energy, you know, make it a priority and go change your life and others.
It brings me back to something that that I heard you say. I'm going back a number of years ago, and I know you said at the time, it may sound funny, but it even changed you and your family's diet. I mean, did it? I mean, really? I mean, what were you eating before?
Well, you know what? Honestly, when you're not, when you don't even live week to week, you have to eat what you can afford. And you don't think about that. I mean, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese, 25 cents a box, you know, with a pound of hot dogs. I mean, you know, now we can eat healthier. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's so important. You know, what you put in your body is what your body becomes. And just that little, those little things that, you, that make a difference. It doesn't have to be, you know, all the owning the pools and the beautiful homes. And the, it doesn't have to be about that. It has to be about your family being able to do some of the things that you've always wanted to do for them and without having to worry about it.
You know what? That is powerful. That really is. Because I think so many people look at it and say, you know, okay, well, I've got my dream board. It's got the car. It's got the Cadillac. It's got the house with the pool. Really, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about what makes you happy and content and successful in your own life. And family is so much a big part of it. It's, you know, and Abbott's one, just one great big old family, right?
It is. It absolutely is. And that's what I love about this company. I've met so many, honestly, and I thought about this the other day. I don't know how I got on the thought, but my life has changed in a very positive way. And I think it's a tribute to the fact that the people I'm hanging with are part of this company that you can't help but be positive with. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere you go, there's people smiling, and it's just amazing. And the people you meet, just, it makes a difference in your life. There's so many different ways it's changed.
I don't think I've ever seen you not smiling. I mean, serious. I've never seen you not smiling. You're just one of the nicest, down-to-earth, happy people I think I've met in this business. And we got a ton of them. But if somebody had to say to me, you know, who's your top 10 of smilers at Abbott, you would be on the list.
Well, that's great, Wayne. I appreciate that. You know, I have a lot of reasons to be smiling today. And I keep going back to being so blessed. Having such a great leadership, people up, you know, that I look up to, and people all around me that make this difference. And if you saw me in 2008, you probably wouldn't have seen me smiling too much, but let's just say Abbott put the smile on my face.
Well, you know, I'm glad Abbott put the smile on your face. We love it. What's next up? What do you plan on doing next? Or is it just continuing doing what you've always been doing?
Well, you know, I have some goals set, and that yellow jacket, as nice as it is, I think the color purple is much, much nicer. and the only way to achieve a purple jacket is to have a whole bunch of people get a yellow jacket. And so I want to, you know, I mean, there's a good group of people that are on my team that are in the top 50. And, you know, it's because of their hard work, and they achieve it, and they deserve the yellow jacket. And, you know, other teams, you know, like you said it earlier, Amit's one great big team. But personally, I know a few people that are on the top 50 that are on my team, and if I can just get a whole bunch of them to get yellow jackets, I'm going to go purple anyway. And you know, I just want to make sure that when it's all said and done, that I did things right, and I provided for my family. And when I'm gone, they're not going to go without, and that's what drives me now. I had to change my why. My why was I wanted to survive and take care of my family, but now it's changed, because it changes. And when you become successful and finances aren't everything, then you start thinking and seeing the whole picture. And I want to leave a legacy to my children and their children, and let know that they're going to be okay.
Rich, yeah, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. I know it's going to help a lot of people out there. I'm going to let you get back on your travels and help some more people out in Delaware.
Sounds great. I really appreciate you having me on today. I hope I make a difference.
Well, that's great inspirational stuff there from executive consultant and soon-to-be jacketed millionaire Richard Sloss. Rich has done a phenomenal job up there. And, you know, as you heard, he's on the road. He's helping people again. And keep on smiling and helping people, Rich. As always, please share this podcast with your team members and tell them where to find us. If you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, and we know you do, visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find a complete archive of all the podcasts there in the news section. Or you can check us out on iTunes, and you can actually subscribe there so you never miss an episode. I'm Wayne McMullen for Abbott Field Recognition, and you've been listening to the Abbott Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll see you at Ambition.